Sorry, everybody. Chris Towers is back on the Daily Fantasy Live podcast, and that means Heath and Mike, your lineups are not going to do well today. I mean, we have a sample size of two, where when I miss the podcast, your lineups blow up.
My two highest scoring nights of the year have been when you have not done the podcast.
Yeah, no, I fully agree with that. I believe that is true. And no, I'm back to sabotage your lineups. It's what I do best, I think.
The thing is, I don't ever like listen to you or take your advice, so I don't know how you're making me worse.
Just my aura.
Yeah.
My general presence. Yeah. I give off a vibe.
You make me question myself.
It's the only thing that keeps me going, to be honest.
But you're not making me question whether or not I can dunk.
How can we get a hashtag? It's Wednesday, June the 1st.
Uh-huh.
And before we get into our DFS talk, we'll talk about, must-play course stacks after last night. We'll talk about the three big pitchers on the slate, some of the other guys. But first, we need a hashtag make Heath dunk again.
Well, there was a positive and a negative from yesterday.
The positive is that somehow, with you working out for the first time in, 10 years?
Probably five.
Okay. So you've spent the last 2 weeks working out for the first time in 5 years. You've somehow gained weight.
No. The positive is that I was able to get my pinky to the rim last night. Prior to that, I was only able to get three fingers to the rim. So now my next goal is to get my thumb. And once I get my thumb, there's no stopping me.
Sure.
The downside was that I added a new exercise last night, lunge jumps.
is this a thing people do?
Yes.
I want to see this.
I've been scouring the internet.
Okay.
And basically what you do is you go down into the lunge position with your left leg in front, and you leap.
I think what we need to do is take some video.
Okay.
And we'll post it on Twitter so everyone knows.
Okay. Leap in the air and land in the other lunge position. It's excellent to practice your one-leg jumps, which I'm a one-leg jumper.
Okay.
But I did three sets of 10 of those this morning and came close to rupturing my Achilles on a couple of the lands. So I'm going to have to get a little more stable. But, you know, good news, bad news. I did also gain 3 pounds this week, which I'm assuming means I added 3 pounds of muscle.
Probably a safe assumption.
Yes.
Mike, how was your, I guess you guys might have discussed, you guys didn't discuss your weekends yesterday.
Yeah, we did.
How were your weekends?
We more discussed your tweets from vacation.
And the fact that you wouldn't listen to the podcast, which you just...
I know.
You did not.
I listened to the first 3 minutes.
Well, we discussed our weekends.
I wasn't listening that closely.
Okay.
I was listening while I was walking my dog, you know. I'm not a beach guy. And my wife's family really likes the beach. God bless them.
I do, too.
The beach stinks. The beach is a terrible, terrible place.
You're going to bad beaches if they stink.
No. I mean, not like they don't actually smell bad, although sometimes they do. But they're just not... It's not a fun place. There's sand everywhere.
Sand volleyball is a blast.
Salty water.
What's wrong with that?
You're more buoyant. You can just lay there in the water and float for hours.
There are so many other aquatic activities. You could go to a water park. You could go out on a boat.
Water parks are the worst.
You could just go to a pool.
Chris says, if you want water, just take a shower.
Yes.
You could take a long bath. Lazy river. Whitewater rafting. Any of these are preferable to sitting in the sun on the sand.
Agreed. Except I don't.
Let's talk about Coors.
Okay.
Last night was nuts in Coors. The Rockies and Reds combined for 9 homers. Is that right?
That sounds about right.
The Rockies had 7 of them.
Yep.
Hey, the Reds had 2. You have to play Coors tonight, right? Like, they're not that expensive. I don't know if there's a problem with the pricing, if we think the pricing's messed up, but Charlie Blackmon's the most expensive player at Coors tonight, and he's $4,600.
Let's just to say how crazy it was. It literally did not matter what pitcher you played last night, as long as you played a pitcher that allowed you to play Coors.
Yeah.
I had a lineup that scored 278 points with Tyler Duffy.
Because, who had, 17?
Yes. Because the 1-4 in the Rockies lineup combined for 164. Now, it's a left-handed pitcher going for the Reds tonight. Yep. So that means one very important thing, Ryan Rayburn.
Sure.
Is in the lineup.
You know who gets to go first on Dong Chasers?
You do. I'm sure you'll take him. But Nolan Arenado is still dirt cheap.
$4,400.
Yes. That's the nice thing about when they face a lefty is the Rockies righties are a little bit more affordable.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think you should fade lefties against John Lamb. He's given up a 366 WOBA to lefties this year. So he's not been good against either one.
Nolan Arenado at $4,400. That's just too cheap. That's just bad.
I think he's only $4,500 on DraftKings,
yeah,
too.
I get maybe he's been in a slump lately, but that's just play Nolan Arenado.
Yes. It'd be really interesting, though. Mike brought up a good point. Who is going to be in the lineup and where they're going to be hitting? Because Dustin Garneau, if he's in the lineup, really nice play at catcher for only $2,700.
Okay.
I think DJ LeMay will probably be in there. Maybe Mark Reynolds. I know it's kind of one of your favorite players.
Yep.
I think he's one of my favorite players.
Well, you've played him often.
Just a lefty masher playing a course is a good play.
Ryan Rayburn.
Yeah. Anything else to add? What about the red side?
I think you can still play Joey Votto, Jay Bruce, Zach Cozart. Yeah.
The Rockies have Tyler Chatwood on the mound. He's actually been good this season, 269 ERA, and that probably means he's been good at home. I don't really believe that's going to sustain itself, though.
And he's still gotten blown up at least once at home, maybe twice.
Oh, yeah.
He had like a 26-inning scoreless streak on the road.
Looks like he had a really bad start against the Diamondbacks at home, and one against the Giants as well.
Yeah.
And one against the Dodgers. He had three bad home starts. So.
He's probably going to be bad tonight.
Yeah. So which? Bruce and Votto?
Bruce and Votto, Cozart. And then let's see who's in the lineup. Jordan Pacheco filled in for Brandon Phillips last night. If Phillips isn't playing and Pacheco's back in the lineup, I could definitely see playing him. He's a little bit cheaper, and I think he's still listed as a catcher, right?
Yep. Shouldn't we mention the hottest hitter in baseball?
Who's that?
Adam Duvall.
Oh.
$4,100 Adam Duvall.
He didn't do anything last night, did he?
He did nothing last night. He has five home runs in his last seven games.
I believe he is the only hitter.
12 RBI.
Only hitter in baseball with a slugging percentage over 530 and an on-base below 300.
Sounds about right.
He is Mr. All or Nothing.
All right, so if you have to play course tonight, you probably can't pay up for the really expensive starting pitchers, can you?
I disagree.
You are wrong.
You are wrong.
Okay, tell me why I'm wrong.
Well, mostly because the really expensive starting pitchers aren't as expensive as they were last night.
Mm-hmm.
Max Scherzer is pretty clearly, I think, the top pitcher on the slate. He's $10,700. That's $1,300 less than Jake Arrieta was on Tuesday.
Okay.
Here,
the top three. There's a theme here. You've got King Felix.
Uh huh.
You've got Maximus Decimus Meridius. You guys know where that's from?
No.
Really?
No. No.
And you've got John Lester, the good pitching man.
Yes.
I really, say Scherzer. Really, you don't.
What?
Gladiator.
Were you doing a thing there?
No, it's Gladiator.
No.
That yes, he's the main character in Gladiator.
John Lester is?
Yes.
Wow.
Maximus Decimus Meridius.
Okay. And because
Just
Max.
Move on. Who's your favorite pitcher of the night?
We already told you it's Scherzer.
It's Max Scherzer
on FanDuel.
Yeah.
On DraftKings, John Lester's under $10,000. Scherzer's over $13,000. Lester's the clear option on DraftKings, I feel like.
I think Lester and Felix are pretty close on DraftKings, but I'm leaning towards Lester because of Coors.
Felix is the most interesting by far of these.
I mean, all three of them have what should be pretty good matchups.
All three of them, I think, were at least two for sure. I don't know what Lester did in his last start, but...
Lester was really good in his last start. His previous start was bad. He had negative 4 points in his previous
start. Scherzer and Hernandez were awful in our last starts. But Felix, I mean, we can say they all have good matchups. Felix's matchup is...
They're the worst. The Padres, he's in Petco against the Padres. They're the worst team in baseball against right-handed pitching.
Yes.
Yes.
So what I wonder is, because there were some concerns with John Paxton?
James Paxton.
James Paxton. Not Jim or John. James.
Yeah, he is not a Chicago Bulls.
Getting called up that maybe there's some health concerns for Felix.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wonder if the performance in his last start and the alleged health concerns will keep his ownership down, or the fact that he's facing the Padres, everybody will just forget about it and play him.
I think it'll keep it down, but I think a lot of it just has to do with, on FanDuel, Max is $300 less. Just play Max.
Right.
Scherzer has not been great on the road this season. I believe he leads baseball in home runs allowed on the road. But it's Philadelphia. You're not really concerned about anyone doing that. And that, look, Max Scherzer is a, he's a fly ball pitcher. He gives up home runs. That's just something you have to live with him, because he's capable of striking out 20 batters.
I will say Cesar Hernandez, Odubel Herrera, and Cameron Rupp are all hitting 500 against Scherzer in their life.
One for two?
That's not correct, actually. I made that up. Cesar Hernandez and Cameron Rupp are both 3 for 6. Odubel is 5 for 16 with a pair of doubles.
Thank you.
Did I add something to the podcast?
I think that was a good segment. I think we need a segment before BVP that's fake BVP.
Well, there awesome. It was.
Okay, so you want to pay up for pitching tonight. Will any of those three be your most owned pitcher tonight?
Scherzer. Yeah, for sure. And I think the interesting thing will be everybody saw what happened last night where your pitcher didn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
And so
like, that
you can't.
That would just be a dumb way to look at it, though.
You can't fade Coors.
No.
But I can see people going over the top and playing a $7,000 or $8,000 pitcher because they want to play all of Coors, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. which was the right move last night. It won't be the right move tonight. I'm just going to say that. Like,
I mean, yep. Coors is a great place to hit. They don't score 20 runs every game.
There will be 3 to 4 hitters that you need to have from Coors tonight. But the people that play a $7,000 or $8,000 pitcher so that they can play 7 or 8 hitters from Coors are going to be on the losing end tonight.
I mean, yes. Look, there's nothing wrong with playing a $7,000 or $8,000 pitcher.
When there are good ones, there's not. But there is tonight.
I think there are some good ones.
Well, it's Adam Conley Day. Of course there's a good one.
Adam Conley is not even the one I have in my lineup.
I hope not.
It's Aaron Sanchez.
No.
He's good also.
I know who it is.
Well, yeah, we talked about it.
He told us who
show.
It was. So you're not that tricky. Is it Danny Duffy?
No. All right. Well, we'll let's see. Percentage of your lineups that will have a pitcher under $8,500.
Oh, maybe at the most 30.
Okay.
Probably not even that much. Maybe 25.
And this is FanDuel. Obviously on DraftKings, probably closer to 100.
Yeah, there won't be very, like, I'll have a few Lester Felix lineups probably, but
yeah. 20 to 25% for me.
And none of them will involve Adam Conley.
No, that's fine.
It'll be one guy.
He's got Pittsburgh. It's a tough matchup.
Yeah.
Man, that lineup just like I didn't realize how tough they are until I was watching that game, and it's just like dudes that can rake just keep coming up.
John Jaso, David Freese,
John Jaso,
Matt Joyce.
John Jaso is
great hitters.
Just a character.
Yes.
I love making John Jaso jokes on Twitter.com.
I wish you would grow your hair out like John Jaso.
I would never do that because then all of my mom's hippie friends would think I was one of them, and I don't want that to happen.
Chris is so hipster that he doesn't like hippies.
Yep.
I mean, I think that's kind of a default position. Nothing wrong with hippies. Hippies are fine. Mike, you did say you will have one pitcher under $8,500. I would assume we are thinking of the same guy.
We are.
Because we talked about it before the show. And it's Matt Schumacher.
You don't have to assume.
Matt Schumacher has been, in his first 7 starts this season, was arguably the worst pitcher in baseball. He got sent down to AAA Salt Lake.
Figured it out.
I mean, you get sent down for the Angels in their rotation, you're bad. But he has 48 swinging strikes in his last 2 starts, during which he has 23 strikeouts. And it's an interesting thing with Matt Schumacher, because throughout his career, he's had one good pitch, and that's been his splitter. It's a pitch that opposing hitters have hit 185 against. It's a pitch that he has a swing strike rate of 22%. Those numbers are drastically better than all the rest of his pitches. But for most of his career, he's thrown it roughly 15 to 20% of the time over his last 2 starts. And actually his last 3 starts, he's throwing it about 40% of the time. He threw it 48% of the time in his most recent start. I'm not buying. I wrote this in the waiver wire column on CBSSports.com for the season long. I'm not buying Matt Schumacher, but I'm taking him out for a test drive. And I think DFS is a perfect time to take him out for a test drive. So I will be playing in my lineup later on today some Matt Schumacher. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I think Shoemaker is a good...
Maker? Mocker?
It's Maker.
It's Maker for sure, yeah. But thankfully, you only said Shoemaker like six times in that segment, so nobody will remember it at all.
I'm nothing if not bad at pronouncing names correctly.
I think that Shoemaker is with a U and then A-C-H.
Yes. Well,
and Shoemaker is like Shoemaker.
Yes.
With the two words.
Yeah, it could be either one.
No. I'm pretty sure it's like it's defined.
It could be either one.
I'm scared of this Tigers lineup right now.
Yeah.
But I think at home, with his specialty pitch being the splitter that should keep the ball on the ground, and it's not like the Tigers have a lot of guys that should be tearing up the base pads and with station-to-station baseball. So I think it's risky. There's other guys.
He's not a cash play.
No. Oh, no.
But I think he's the best tournament play if you're going cheap.
I think he's probably the best tournament play. Michael Fulmer is basically the same price in the same game against a much worse lineup.
Yep.
And Fulmer has shown some decent strikeout potential.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, he's at right around a strikeout per inning. I think he's above a strikeout per inning. Had one start with 11 strikeouts, followed that up with three.
There are going to be some people that play Albert Suarez tonight.
There
are, especially on DraftKings. There are going to be some people that play Albert Suarez against the Braves. Pitch to contact righty, which might be the best way to get the Braves out. Like, they're going to make contact. They don't strike out that much. Just let them hit it.
They're not going to make good contact.
No. I could see, and it's going to irritate me if it happens, but because I'm not going to play him, but Robbie Ray having a big strikeout game against the Houston Astros.
Sure.
But I could also see them scoring like 14 runs.
I think both are on the table. I think you could say the same thing the other way in that game. Mike Fiers is a pitcher who's absolutely capable of a big strikeout game. He has not been doing that this season. But he's also capable of getting absolutely bombed.
Yeah.
Any other pitchers even worth mentioning?
There's nobody else I'm going to play. Maybe a little Danny Duffy on DraftKings.
Maybe a little Danny Duffy on DraftKings.
I mean, he's been pretty good this year.
Okay.
He's got striking out about 10 batters per nine, and his control problem seems to have disappeared.
That's almost entirely as a reliever. He's made, what, two starts? Three starts?
Three starts now, I believe.
My big concern for Duffy...
He hasn't gone six innings in any of them?
No, not yet.
He hasn't been stretched out enough to do that yet.
But he's working that direction.
Yes. The big concern for me with Duffy is the fact that Salvador Perez will not be catching.
Right.
So, but as far as other pitchers, there's nobody. For me, really, it's Matt Shoemaker is the only one that I'm considering outside of that top three.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I was going to move on, but you had something else to say.
No, I was going to say, in the three starts, he's pitched 12 and two-thirds innings, struck out 13, and walked two.
Okay. So there should be a decent number of stacks. We've already talked about Coors Field. Who else do you like?
Do we want our top Coors play?
Sure, your top Coors play.
Ryan Rayburn.
Heath will go with Ryan Rayburn.
I will take Nolan Arenado.
Yeah, I mean
we're getting cute.
I'll take Nolan Arenado for $1,200 more than Ryan Rayburn. Yeah, I'll take Trevor Story, too.
Okay. Right. I think all three are very good plays. Charlie Blackman's probably the better tournament play because nobody's going to play him against the lefty, and John Lamb can't get lefties out.
Okay. What's your favorite stack beyond that?
The thing that really I don't like about today is I would like to find a cheap stack that I could maybe like pair up with Coors and a stud. And the top two stacks, I think, are just so expensive. I will say the Cubs.
Okay.
Going up against a pretty bad pitcher. And I can't remember who it is now. But Mike Bolsinger.
Mike Bolsinger.
He's not good. And I think he gives up a 374 on base to lefties. I'd guess Anthony Rizzo's going to be on base at least three times tonight.
Okay.
And Rizzo's a pretty good value at 3,800. Miguel Montero at 2,800 I really like a lot as well.
Okay.
One stack that I like a lot that I think will be a little under-owned will be the Seattle Mariners.
Okay.
I don't really care much that they're on the road at Petco. They play in a pretty poor park already.
Yeah.
So I do like them against Christian Friedrich.
A guy that I'm going to have way too much exposure on this Mariners team is $2,300 Dejody.
Okay.
Because he is one of the keys to playing the Coors stack with Scherzer.
I definitely looked at him when I was setting my lineup. It's just, you don't know if he's going to play every day.
Yeah, I think he's playing almost every time against lefties.
Okay.
And Frederick's a bad lefty, so.
You probably want to throw out Nelson Cruz, $4,100. His price has gone down since I picked him on consecutive days against lefties, and he didn't homer.
I can only assume that he's your dong chaser pick for the night.
You can make all kinds of assumptions,
I mean,
my friend.
Assuming that we don't get Giancarlo in the lineup.
I mean,
the problem is,
if you actually do want a cheap stack, if Giancarlo Stanton plays at $3,500, put him together with Chris Johnson, who can hit lefties really well.
Marlin stack.
Adani Echevarria,
who has a 493 OPS against lefties this season.
Real Muto.
Yeah. Those are all decent cheap players, and then you go Coors all the way around.
Marcell Ozuna is $700 more than Giancarlo Stanton.
Yeah, I mean, I was a believer in the Marcell Ozuna bounce back. I did not see this coming.
I think he also leads baseball in WOBA against lefties.
He does.
Wow. So Marcell Ozuna, $4,200, might be a good play. Jonathan Neese, not a great lefty, not a terrible one, but
he's not good.
He's not good.
I thought you were going to say the Red Sox.
I mean, they're stackable every night.
Right. Mike Wright is a bad pitcher.
I think both sides of that game are stackable. Joe Kelly's really bad also.
I would expect that Mookie is going to be one of the highest-owned non-course players of the night. Point chasers plus Mookie's good plus Mike Wright's bad.
Yeah, pitcher's got to stop throwing it to him right now. He's just... They're throwing too many pitches in the strike zone. It doesn't make any sense. He is not a slap hitter, and they're treating him like he's D. Gordon.
Right.
Both sides of Boston, Baltimore are pretty good. Any other under the radar stacks you guys like?
Giants.
Okay, Giants against Williams Perez.
And maybe the Nationals, whether Bryce plays or not.
Okay.
Against Adam Morgan.
All right. Mike?
The Royals.
Okay, the Royals offense inexplicably red hot with all their good players hurt. They're going against Chris Archer, inexplicably terrible pitcher.
Yep.
Nah.
How do you feel about that?
That's not.
This is a good time to transition to the BBP.
Look, betting against the Royals never makes sense because they're voodoo and it doesn't, nothing about them makes sense. So
there was nothing more fun over the weekend than gambling Twitter, who was so on tilt because they kept picking the White Sox against these garbage lineups. The Royals, yeah. And then they, like, Royals fans,
well, they had the game where it was 7-1 going into the ninth.
Well, that was the best part, because gambling Twitter was like all Friday, Saturday, and Sunday morning very over the top about how you need to bet against the Royals. And Royals fans, you know how defensive they are. They were complaining loudly about why would anybody bet against the Royals. And so then, like, halfway through each of these games, everyone's like, ha-ha, we were right. And then cussing and
never,
gnashing
never,
of teeth.
Never do ha-ha, we were right. It's never a good look. Like, even people who are really good at picking sports stuff.
Right.
And don't count myself among that group. But even people who are really good at it are only right like 57% of the time. Like, it's really hard. You're going to be wrong a lot.
Okay.
Both sides of Arizona and Houston also.
Okay.
Let's talk some BVP.
It's a good night for BVP.
Do you have accurate good BVP this time?
Yes.
Okay.
This one doesn't sound accurate. Okay. Alcides Escobar.
Okay.
7-for-9 against Chris Archer.
All right.
Big Ken Morales, 7-for-11 with 4 extra base hits against Chris Archer.
All right.
So they are kind of anchoring the BVP lineup tonight.
Sure.
At catcher, we've got Cameron Rupp. Cameron Rupp is 3-for-6 with a dong against Max Scherzer.
Okay.
First base, the previously mentioned Big Ken. Second base, Jose Altuve, and I feel like he's due to hit another home run. He's 4-for-8 against Robbie Ray with 2 extra base hits. Third base, Kyle Seager against lefty Christian Frederick.
Okay.
He is 5-for-6 with 2 dongs against Christian Frederick. Short, we've got Escobar. In the outfield, Marcell Ozuna, 5-for-12 with 1,000 OPS against John Neese. And hopefully Giancarlo is back. He's 12-for-29. That's 4-for-14 with 4 dongs against John Neese. And then Odubel Herrera, who is 5-for-16 with a 950 OPS against Max Scherzer. So that only leaves us money for the Giants pitcher,
okay,
Albert Suarez. And then we've got Cameron Rupp, Big Ken.
So you've got Albert Suarez and no Coors.
Yes. This lineup is going to win all the money.
I mean,
all of it.
You want to talk contrarian?
Yes,
that's a good contrarian play.
Well, we've also got two Phillies going against Max,
yeah,
and we've got two Royals going against Archer.
All right,
and a lefty against the only player we're playing against, Christian Frederick, is left-handed.
Makes sense.
All right.
Hashtag Team BVP.
All right, let's. We got some Dong Chasers leaderboard updating to do. It's been a while. And Mike, you went nuts since we've last spoken. You
Man, I get 3 home runs in 4 days and we start off talking about how good Mike's
been.
Well,
he double donged on Friday, and then he stupidly picked Anthony Rizzo 2 days in a row, got 0 home runs, but then got 2 home runs from Carlos Gonzalez. So yeah, he has 5 home runs in his last 6 games, 7 in his last, or 6 in his last 8. Mike remains the leader. The season's not over.
Oh, it's way early.
But it's getting close.
It was like 2 weeks ago the Royals were 7 games out of first.
A lot of baseball left to be played.
Technically correct. It's the best kind of correct.
Things happen.
Heath, you had a fine week 8. You had 18.2 fantasy, or 18.2 dong points in week 8.
Yeah.
It's nice. And I had 9.2. Mike is now doubling me up, but I'm still closer to Heath overall on the season than Heath is to Mike, so I'll take that.
Okay.
Mike is at 23.1, Heath at 16.6, and I'm bringing up the lead at 10.9.
Bring up the lead?
Yeah. The rear.
Good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to make a run at Mike. I'm not backing down. He's not going to lead this thing from this point until the end of the season.
Sure.
The lead will change before the season is over. We had an email, since you didn't listen to the podcast yesterday, that somebody had suggested, and we've had a couple of email suggestions, that we open up one spot each day for a listener.
Okay.
And let the listeners compete against us in Dong Chasers.
Okay.
And I think that's a good idea. I don't think there's any way to add them to the season-long tracker.
No.
But I think we could keep track of how many dongs the listeners get over the course of a week compared to us.
Yeah. Well, no, I would say just from here on out.
Right.
And if you correctly dong, you get to pick again. If not, we pick a new listener.
Okay. And if anybody should get to go first, it's probably O'Randy.
Okay.
Wouldn't you say?
Sure.
Yeah.
And he has made 2 picks already today.
Well, he gets his most recent one.
Yes, he had to correct it. Okay. And he corrected it to, he's going with Trevor Story.
Okay.
So I guess what we'll have to do is read the listener one first. And then we can't pick the one the listener picks? Or we can?
I don't know. I didn't make the rules for this game.
Yeah, you're kind of flying by the seat of your pants here, Heathcliff.
I think we can still pick the same person the listener does.
Because he picked Ryan Rayburn?
No, he picked Trevor Story.
Trevor Story.
Mike's going to pick Ryan Rayburn now.
Are you ready for my Dong Chasers
Mike,
pick?
You're up first. Let's hear it.
All right. I'm going to take a Colorado Rocky.
Right-handed.
He's a right-hander.
Yeah.
And his name is Nolan Arenado.
That's a good pick, Mike.
You're welcome.
That's a good job not letting emotion get in the way of your pick. I'm going to go with Ryan Rayburn.
I was being courteous.
I mean, if you look at what Ryan Rayburn has done against lefties this year, I don't know how you put a lineup together without him tonight.
You're going to be so upset when he doubles off the wall 3 times.
I'm going to be okay with it because he's going to be in all my lineups.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
I'm struggling here, guys.
Okay. You've been struggling for some time.
Just pick Mark Reynolds. That's your go-to at Coors.
Yes, it is, kind of.
Well, because if I pick Mark Reynolds...
You could still pick
anyone. And if Stanton plays, I could switch over to him.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Not if Mark Reynolds is in the lineup.
So why don't you pick Stanton, and then you can switch to Reynolds?
No, I can't. Mark Reynolds is $100
more. I tried.
I might not be good at the game, but I understand the rules.
Well, no, you don't, because if Reynolds plays, you can't switch to Stanton.
Sure I can.
No, that's not the way it works. If your guy's in the lineup, you have to stick with him.
I'm going with Nelson Cruz.
There you go. There you go.
Because didn't work out for me either time I picked him last week against a lefty. But it's going to work out at some point, right? Yeah.
Man, there's nothing more fun than looking at the progression of Ryan Rayburn's splits over his career.
Okay.
Like, he has looked like a spectacular baseball hitter from time to time in his career. This year, he's had about an even number of at-bats against righties and lefties. And he's got a 274, 357, 534 slash line.
Okay.
Hashtag Coors Field.
Hashtag Coors Field indeed.
You guys got lineups?
I've got FanDuel and DraftKings.
Wow.
Yep.
You do too?
Yep.
What do you have, Chris?
FanDuel.
Good. We've got five lineups today.
I guess I'll go first. You guys can give your FanDuel and DraftKings lineups afterwards.
Okay.
And the one thing I am worried about here, I am going with a Coors mini stack.
Okay.
Got four players from Coors. My first baseman stinks. He may not be in the lineup. It's an ultimate. I don't even think it's a tournament play at this point. He's just bad. But I needed to save money.
I just told you who you should play at first base if you needed to save money.
You told me a $2,800 player.
$2,300.
Oh, a $2,300 player. Okay.
Who did you have?
Make a swap?
Who did you have?
I have Ryan Howard currently.
Okay.
Because he is capable of running into a home run
against Max Scherzer.
And Max Scherzer gives up home runs.
He does.
But you're probably right. I'd rather play Deho Lee or Chris Johnson.
Okay.
I don't know which one to go with, though.
Lee.
Let me go with Chris Johnson.
Okay. So who's your lineup?
Matt Schumacher is my starting pitcher. We'll see if Wellington Castillo's in the lineup. If he is, I like him. Chris Johnson, Devin Travis, Nolan Arenado, Trevor Story, Ryan Rayburn, Jay Bruce, and George Springer.
It's a very nice lineup. I've got more cheap guys than you do, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I've got four at 4,000 or more. What do you guys think of George Springer as a leadoff hitter, by the way? Does that increase his value?
A little. I mean, I don't know.
I think it's pretty neutral, really.
He should score more runs and have less RBI, but runs are not worth as much as RBI.
Okay.
Yeah. I've got Max Scherzer, JT Realmuto at only 2,500 against the lefty, Deho Lee at 2,300, Joe Panik going up against Williams Perez, Nolan Arenado, Trevor Story, Ryan Rayburn, Hyun-Soo Kim, 2,500.
You're on with two Koreans in your lineup.
Enrique Hernandez, $2,000.
Against John Lester.
Against John Lester.
Okay. It's interesting.
Yeah, I mean, that's the Scherzer and Coors leads to four players at 2,500 or less.
Yeah.
Yep. I also have a Max Scherzer lineup. It's going to be Scherzer, Chris Iannetta, Deho Lee, DJ LeMahieu, Nolan Arenado, Adani Hechavarria, Ryan Rayburn. We're going to assume that Gerardo Parra gets a start against a lefty.
Okay.
And Franklin Gutierrez.
Franklin, how much is Franklin Gutierrez?
$2,800.
That's just a little bit more expensive than I can afford.
If I could make a recommendation for your team,
yes,
drop your catcher to Chris Iannetta to $2,200 and upgrade Kim to Gutierrez for $2,800 and have your miniature Mariners stack with me.
Okay, well, I will do that in at least one lineup. I really like Hyun-Soo Kim.
I do too.
I'd like to find some way to up, like, Enrique Hernandez is the bad play there. But yeah, at $2,000 at Wrigley Field, I mean, he's just got to run into one.
Sure.
Yeah.
DraftKings. I've got Lester and Shoemaker on DraftKings. We're going to assume that Dustin Garneau is catching.
Okay.
Big Poppy, Joe Panik, Arenado. Carlos Correa is down to $3,600 on DraftKings.
He's been, I think it's fair to say, just a disappointment this season.
And then in the outfield, I've got Ryan Rayburn, Charlie Blackmon, and Jason Hayward.
Okay.
I also have Shoemaker and Lester.
Okay.
And more of the same from FanDuel, really. Chris Iannetta, Deho Lee, DJ LeMahieu, Nolan Arenado, Trevor Story, Charlie Blackmon, Ryan Rayburn, and Nelson Cruz.
We're
good.
We're going to win so much.
Rockies and Mariners tonight.
This traditionally has been when I like to give back at least half of what I won the night before when I have a really nice night.
Okay.
I will always play more money the day after I win and get overconfident. Not always, but that's what this is feeling like because I feel very confident in the lineup.
So that's like the opposite of the gambler's fallacy, right?
Yes. I'm not the guy that will chase my losses immediately if I lose. But when I start getting a hot streak going, that's when I'm at my most dangerous for destroying bankroll. I don't even know what that's called, but it's the hot streak fallacy, I guess.
So yeah. Good luck tonight, Heath.
That was some encouragement.
That was very good reverse jinxing.
Thank you.
I appreciate the effort.
It doesn't work if you call it out.
I know. We'll see you tomorrow.